Hey guys, Tim with another bite of the day. So I think yesterday a lot of us know that iOS 5 was released. You're going to have to update iTunes first, about 70 megabytes download. Then you're going to update different iOS installation files, iOS 5 files for different devices that you have. Each is about 700 megabytes, over 700 megabytes, so it's going to take quite a while. Do note that you're going to want to you want to sync your device first. Because if you don't, your applications and media may be wiped out like mine was. I did not read the pop-up that says that you should sync them up if you want to restore your applications and media. But at the end of the day, I believe it saved all my data, so it's not too much of an issue. Aside from that, let's get to the main features of iOS 5. First and foremost, notifications, something that everybody has been waiting for such a long time. They've implemented a drop-down drawer similar to Android, but they've also added an improvement such that you can actually have notifications on your lock screen. There's actually quite a bit of configuration that you can do in your preferences. So you can enable notifications for each different type of application. You can change them to different types of notifications, whether it's the original alert kind, pop-up kind that you previously had, or a banner that shows at the top of the screen when a notification comes in. Nice configurations, nice customizability that they've given to us. And at the end of the day, it can seem a bit daunting. You have a lot of applications, but at the end of the day, I feel this is, you can just tweak it the best of your for your usage. Second, they have iMessage, which is basically an instant messaging kind of application, or just like a messenger application similar to things like WhatsApp. You can do group messaging, you can do text as well as photos. So it's a nice thing to do. You're going to have to use people's Apple IDs or telephone numbers that's linked to their phone or account. But we ran into an issue this morning. I tried to iMessage Fridaus using his phone number. It did not seem to recognize, so maybe they're working out the kinks a bit. And if not, just use your email. It should be fine. The Apple ID email. They've got iCloud integration where all your application data is stored in the cloud. So now you can get a new device. You don't even have to sync it up with a PC. You can just straight away log in and it'll download all your applications, all your settings, all your data back into your device, which is great. There's wireless syncing as well if you have iTunes, so that you can actually just sync your device to iTunes instead of the cloud. I think that's mostly it. There's several tweaks and things here and there, but at the end of the day, it's a great release. iCloud, for people who want to know, basically it's all your data stored in the cloud. It's accessible to a certain extent on iCloud.com. There was also an OS 10 upgrade to support things like photo stream, so all your photos are saved to the cloud. But the problem is you need a latest version of iPhoto. I'm using iPhoto 09. The upgrade is not applicable for me, so I don't have photo stream on my device. So I cannot say for certain how it works. But all in all, I think iOS 5 is a very solid upgrade. Some people have said it's made their device a completely new device, completely refreshed. And at the end of the day, yeah, there's like a lot of little tweaks here and there. An overall great upgrade to So try it out. Be warned that there have been some people who had issues with the upgrade. Some people got bricked. And as with any upgrade, that's always a risk that could always happen. So just do take note. Make sure you back up. Make sure you sync. With that, enjoy iOS 5, guys. And enjoy. See you. Have a nice day.